Welcome to Wet n Wild 2007. One of the things we've been studying this year as a church is the idea that together as a community, all of us are the presence of Jesus. And we've been studying and trying to figure out ways in which that can be true for all of us, ways in which we can be the hands of Jesus to meet the needs of people. We can be the presence of Jesus in such ways that we heal people's lives, that we care for our neighbors, people in our city, and that we really, as a church, impact the lives of other people. So Wet n Wild is one of the ways in which we really work hard to do that as a community, just to serve people, to care for people, to meet people's needs, maybe in ways that other organizations or groups are unable to. So this year at Wet n Wild, we've tried to do that in a lot of different ways. We've done a lot of things maybe different than we've done before, but we're really excited to see how many people showed up and how we just were able to meet some of those deep needs.
Having just got out of the dunk tank a short time ago and hearing a kid sing Celebration by Kool and the Gang, it's just a reminder of what this event is all about, Wet n Wild. It's about just celebrating with our community and helping to meet needs. This year they were giving away a bunch of school supplies again, but there are also other organizations that have gotten involved this year that are providing services that are much needed by a community like this. And so we're thrilled with all of that. It's also been exciting to see how other groups actually are catching on to this kind of event, and they're beginning to do things like this as well. And we're really thrilled that we could help lead in that way. I think often about how Jesus was a person known for always being at a party. And that really rubbed some people the wrong way, but it certainly spoke to those that were kind of outcast by the society. And we as a church want to be a church that is known for celebrating and partying with its community and reaching out to people wherever they're at in meeting needs in whatever way we can. So I think we've accomplished that here again this year. We've got a great group that has volunteered time and energy and all kinds of things to help make this happen. And I want to say to them, well done. It's just been a wonderful year. We're so thankful to God. And we just trust that this is a way in which, rather than inviting people to church all the time, we get to, on a day like today, bring the church to them. And we've accomplished that.